Mike. Well, you are the second person, I think, to time out the repeater, but we didn't miss anything. It only cuts out for a second and it comes right back, but very interesting. Thank you for that article, Mike. And while you were reading that article, I was thinking about your antenna. And keep in mind, you don't have to spend a lot of money on antennas. And also, a wire antenna does not have to be perfectly straight or go straight up in the air. Yes, it's better that way, but it doesn't have. It can go in the shape of your yard if it has to. So there's always a way. Something I thought of, though, was an ATOS 120. It's a Yaesu self-tuning antenna. It's kind of like a coil antenna where it goes up and down and tunes the bands for you. Matches perfectly with that 891. And I've heard of people putting those on poles on their house and probably had to put some radials on it maybe to make it more efficient. But it is a way to get you on the air. I don't know how well it will work. It's a good antenna. I wouldn't say it's a great antenna. It's a great mobile antenna, but I would say it's a great base antenna. And they're a little pricey. I want to say around $300. I can't remember exactly. Somebody can correct me if I'm wrong. That could be something you could look into. Again, it's the ATAS, ATAS-120. And what was I going to say? It won't do 80, though. I think it's 40 up to 6, I believe. Actually, I do 2 meter and 440, but the 891 doesn't do that. So